You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today. This is a brand new radio program. Actually, this is an old radio program entitled Gospel Study, but the Lord had me just recently change the name of this. We're rebranding this program. The Lord wants me to be focusing on something different, so we've changed the name of this. You know, I've always loved the saying, you know, with all my years in radio here, Christian radio, and that is I love the notion of WGOD. You know, here at the radio station that I'm a manager at is WMIE. Our slogan here is Today's Modern Worship. And I've been saying to the owner, you know, I'd love to have the call letters WGOD. You know, I love that idea. You know, like you say to your friend, you just said, friend, what are you doing? And they said, I'm listening to G-O-D. You know, it's slang. You leave the W, not slang, leave the W out. Oh, I'm listening to M-I-E here. Or it's, I'm listening to G-O-D. You see, description is quite accurate. You see, God is always broadcasting. WGOD Radio, and that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Holy Spirit of God is broadcasting truth. It's up to you and I to be tuned into his frequency. Oh man, if you could tune into the frequency, imagine that you're thumbing through the radio on your car and you've tuned into WGOD where God is broadcasting. Let me ask you the question, would you ever go to another dial again? I wouldn't. I would pray to God that you wouldn't, even if you heard things that you might not want to hear. You're hearing directly from God. Now, friends, that's possible today. You as well can be tuned in to the frequency where God is broadcasting. The secret is he's broadcasting in his word. That's the secret. Not through men. I mean, men, faithful preachers or evangelists will share the word of God and allow the Holy Spirit to do what only he can do. And that's what I'm going to attempt to do on this program. And that is let the Holy Spirit do what he does. This is what we did yesterday in our first program. I wanted to look at the idea, or not idea, I wanted to look at the truth that the word of God is alive. You see, this is what God's broadcasting is. That is, my word is alive. That was his message to us yesterday. I'm going to have some open discussion on this on my website, wgodontheair.net. This is what I want to look at. This will be uploaded here as we think about this. My word is alive. And this is what this program is going to be. That was the truth we gleaned from yesterday's broadcast. My word is alive. My word is a living word, and that is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Man, that word cuts like a knife. I had a guest speaker at my church here a couple weeks ago on Palm Sunday, and everyone at the church was at the altar in repentance and in tears, including myself. Because, oh, man, the word of God cuts like a knife. We've got a feel-good church at Island. And that is, if you do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do, you'll walk out of those doors feeling good, but you're going to hear the whole truth, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, they say, as you put your hand on a stack of Bibles and raise your other hand as a witness. And you see, the Word of God is a witness. If we do what He says in His Word, you will have peace, and you will have joy, and you'll be right with God by doing what He says. Now, that's what we're doing here in this radio program. WGOD, all truth, all the time. Yesterday's truth the Lord focused on, the Holy Spirit took us to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Meditate in this book. Meditate in the law. Now, the law back then was the first five books of Moses. This is Joshua right after Moses had died. Meditate in this book day and night so that things may be well with you. You see, do you want the Midas touch in your life? Do you want everything that you touch turned to gold? Do you want all of your prayers answered? This is the way to live a life like that, by meditating in the book, doing what God says, listening to His Holy Spirit speak to you, and He speaks through His Word. That's where He speaks. That was our first program. Now, here today, again, we're in 2 Corinthians. We had started a new study a couple weeks ago, and we're going to continue that. But the change in this program now is we're going to focus on whatever particular truth the Holy Spirit leads us to. We left off here in chapter 1, which is where we're at. We were looking at here verse 20 and 21 was our last program. It says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." You see, WGOD Radio, the Lord's broadcasting. He says, all of the promises of God are in Christ. They're yes, in Him. All the promises of God, all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 13, where God said to the devil through a serpent, "Someone's coming, and he's going to put the hurt on your forehead." All the promises of God in Christ are yes. Or Esposito paraphrase, you bet. All of the promises of God. You go back to the Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "Out of you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are few in number, yet out of you will come forth one to me who will be ruler of Israel, and his goings forth were from eternity." All the promises of God in Him are yes. Now, there's a promise 300 years after King David lived that someone is going to come out of Bethlehem who has no beginning. You can't point to a time of his beginning. This is a promise fulfilled in Jesus Christ. All the promises in Him are yes. Now, that was a past program. I encourage you to go to my website. Actually, my other website is gospelstudy.net. You'll find a link there. Or WGODOnTheAir.net, and click on the link there that says prior podcasts, and you'll hear that program. That was our last program here in 2 Corinthians. But that's WGOD Radio. This is what God is broadcasting through His Word. That is, all the promises of God are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, "I'm going to raise up a prophet like you from among your brethren. Him you will hear." Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, "Your king is going to come to you riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." These are the promises of God fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Verse 21, it says, "Now He who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God." Now, this is where we're at here today. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. And that is this word anoint. I want to look at this word here. What does this word anoint mean? Well, actually, this Greek word for anoint is the word krio. It's C-H-R-I-O. And funny enough, it's the same Greek word where the word Christos comes from. And that is the Greek name for Christ. Mashiach, Messiah in Hebrew, was translated as Christos in Greek. The name means Anointed One, the Anointed One. That's the Son of God. We call Him Jesus Christ, but really He is Jesus, the Christ. That is Iesus, the anointed one. Now, this word anointed means to furnish with the necessary powers to complete a task. Makes me think of David when Samuel anointed him. People are anointed to complete a task. That's what this word means. It means to endue Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the word also means to smear with oil. Now, the other places where we'll find that in the Bible is 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, which reads, "But you have an anointing from the Holy Spirit, and you know all things." And verse 27, "As for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him." So that's what this word anointing means. It means to be smeared with oil, and it means to endue Christians with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it means to furnish with the necessary powers to complete a task. "Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." Now this is where we're at here today. Guarantee. The Greek word here, arabon. In classical Greek, this word arabon, now get this. The word that's translated here as guarantee, or King James has the word earnest. In classical Greek, this word meant engagement ring. And I love the word picture of this, engagement ring. "Now he who establishes us together with you in Christ and who has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." The Holy Spirit in your heart, friends, is an engagement ring. You are engaged to God, and as the promise, as the pledge, as some translations have, he's given you the Holy Spirit. It's your engagement ring. And let me say this, God will never remove your engagement ring. The engagement ring, so to speak, is the Holy Spirit. He's the guarantee, a guarantee. Think about it, a guarantee. People offer guarantees all the time. God's guarantee to you is the Holy Spirit. God's guarantee to you is that to live is Christ and to die is gain. God's guarantee for you is that when you die and leave this world, you will be ushered into heaven. His guarantee is the Holy Spirit. And with that scripture says, his Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We're out of time here for today. We'll be back again soon here with a new program, WGOD Radio. What's God saying today? He has given you the guarantee of eternal life. You indeed have the guarantee of better things to come. As it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, "Eye is not seen, that is, you've never seen it. Ear is not heard, that is, you've never heard it. Nor is entered into the hearts of men, that is, you've never thunk it. That which God has prepared for those who love him." You have got the guarantee. This is the word of God today. I guarantee your admittance into heaven. We'll be back again soon with a new program. Until then, I pray God's very best for all of you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for...